I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a Truro potato farmer about how the harvest is going in general and about a few special varieties.
Stephanie Ryan has two kinds of potatoes on her table at the Truro Farmers Market.
This is a Magic Molly. It's purple on the outside and purple on the inside. It's the first time I've grown this variety of purple. And these are a Red Norland.
Both of these varieties are from Fedco, a seed and tuber supply company in Maine. Red Norland is a small red new potato, and Magic Molly is an early purple fingerling that Stephanie is growing for the first time.
And why did you choose these varieties?
Well, the purple is always, my family loves it. I mean, who doesn't love a lavender mashed potato? And it's a big seller into the restaurants. And purple potatoes yield substantially less than a red or a white potato. So I was just looking for a new variety that maybe would yield more. And this variety, actually, I'm pretty happy with it.
The average yield for potatoes is about 8 to 1. So for every 1 pound of seed potatoes you plant, you should get roughly 8 pounds of potatoes at harvest time. 15 to 1 is considered excellent, whereas 5 or 6 to 1 is on the low side. Varieties like russets, Yukons, and most red potatoes yield the most, whereas purple varieties and fingerlings tend to yield less. There are also pests to consider. Potatoes attract all sorts of beetles, aphids, borers, worms, weevils, and grubs. Stephanie says it's been a hard year for beetles in particular.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether it's all the rain we had in the spring, but we have striped cucumber beetle, potato beetle. There's a lot of bugs, and a lot of my friends who are farming are having a buggy year.
So what is the, you said there's a striped cucumber beetle.
Yeah, and they're also eating the cucumbers as well. And it's an orange and black. It's kind of a good-looking bug. It's orange and black little beetle that's striped. And then the other one is like a, he looks like a soldier, and he's like a potato beetle. And they eat the leaves and put little dots on them, and slowly it kills the plant.
It doesn't do any immediate damage to the potato. It just kills off the green part above ground.
Exactly. It's not harming the potato at all. And so I've been doing some early harvests, and I'm going to just replace some of the potatoes with basil or some other crop that I can fit in.
Normally, Stephanie would leave her potatoes in the ground for a bit longer. If the foliage above ground is still alive, the tubers are still growing. This is especially important for storage varieties, because if you're not eating the potatoes immediately, you don't want to harvest until a few weeks after the plants have died back. This gives the potato skins time to cure and toughen for storage. In order to keep her plants alive this year, Stephanie is spraying with an organic insecticide called pyrethrin. It's derived from flowers in the daisy family, and it's a biodegradable neurotoxin that affects insects.
And it's a spray, and we put it in a pump, and I hand apply everything. And actually, what I don't enjoy doing it, but what I enjoy about it is it's a really intimate experience with your plants, and you have to spray the top of the leaves and the bottom. And if it rains, you have to do it again. And so, especially with the drought we've been having, it's really tough because my fields are mixed crops. So if I spray the potatoes, then I can't water. But if I have baby carrots, then they're thirsty. So it's really a fine line.
The U.S. government considers pyrethrin the safest insecticide for food plants. And it doesn't build up, since it disintegrates quickly in sunlight and air. Stephanie says the spraying process gives her a chance to look for other pests and weeds. And most importantly, it keeps the potatoes alive.
How early do you plant them?
These potatoes we planted, Violet, when? In April, I think? Yep, in April. So we've been waiting, and we just started eating potatoes about 2-3 weeks ago.
And how do you like to eat them?
I like them roasted.
Mashed potatoes.
Home fries. We like potatoes always, actually. And these varieties, they're great, but they don't store, you know, and it's not a wintered over potato, so you have to eat them now.
There are all sorts of good ways to eat new potatoes. My current favorite is a new potato salad with basil, hard-boiled eggs, peas, and pine nuts. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to Elspeth's recipe for basil and new potato salad on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to the free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.